Every person has at least once in their life experienced a skin disorders of some sort. These conditions have significances that to hide from the world. The insecurity develops young and drops the self-esteem of manipulating a considerable in different parts of the world have concluded that at least 50% of the population suffers from some skin disease, and at least half of that population needs treatment for it. Majority of the ones who experience breakouts and discoloration of skin avoid getting it treated as they consider it trivial, which why despite skin disorders being prevalent in our society, they are hardly treated. There indeed are some skin disorders that are temporary and go away with time, but some permanent recurring skin conditions need proper medical treatment. With the effect that many of these skin disorders have on individuals' quality of life, some of the most commonly occurring skin conditions are as follows. Temporary skin disorders source, freepik.com. These skin disorders come and go as they please. There are specific triggers that aggravate the symptoms of these conditions. However, as soon as the irritant is removed, the condition disappears, and the skin goes back to being healthy and NBSP. 1. Acne, acne vulgaris. According to the American Academy of Dermatology Association, there are 50 million people in the U.S. alone who are affected by acne. That makes it one of the most common skin disorders that persist in teenagers and adults. Acne is due to the clogging of pores of the skin due to oil, dead cells, or dirt, resulting in pimples, blackheads, or even painful nodules. Most people complain of acne on their faces, however, it can be present on any part of the body. It has been seen that 85% of people who suffer from acne lie in an age range of 14 to 24. That can be due to several hormonal changes taking place due to puberty. Stress, endocrine disorders, or excess oil production can also be the cause of it. The primary stressor due to this condition is its impact it leaves on the skin. Since the small papules/pimples often leave dark marks behind, it is essential to get acne treated if someone experiences breakouts to the point that it makes them socially handicapped. Some of the medicines prescribed for severe cases of acne vulgaris are adapalene topical oral isotretinoin, not to be taken without a doctor's approval, tretinoin topical, should not be taken without consent of a doctor, and NBSP. 2. Cold sores. This skin disorder is due to an HSV infection that causes small vesicles on the surface of the skin, usually around the area of the mouth. It can be painful and appear in clusters. The condition usually resolves in 2 weeks. However, it is essential to know that cold sores are contagious, and the herpes simplex virus can quickly transfer during an active phase of this lesion and NBSP. 3. Chicken skin, keratosis pilaris. This skin disorder gets its name from the way it appears. Keratosis pilaris is due to dry, scaly skin that causes itchiness. This itch makes the person uncomfortable. Therefore, it is vital to get it treated, so it resolves completely and NBSP. 4. Pigmentary skin disorders. Many people complain of hyperpigmentation due to extreme sun exposure. That results in an uneven skin tone with patches of skin having different tones. Proper use of sunscreen and a good moisturizer is advised to such people and NBSP. 5. Athlete's foot, tinea pedis. It is a fungal infection that occurs at the base of the foot. It causes an itchy and burning sensation. This infection is often a result of poor hygiene and wearing shoes for long hours, trapping in moisture, and giving this fungus a chance to grow and NBSP. Permanent skin disorders. The use of medicines can only manage some skin disorders. The main reason for these conditions to have a persistent occurrence is usually due to some defects present in the genes. These conditions typically appear with positive family history and need proper management to keep them under control and NBSP. 1. Eczema. It is mainly due to problems in the immune system, genetics, or can be due to environmental factors. It causes dry, scaly, and itchy skin, which makes the person very uncomfortable and restless. The constant scratching often leads to scarring or thickening of the skin. It affects 25% of children and 2-3% of adults. Topical steroids have significantly is associated with decreasing the degree of inflammation and helping manage the condition and NBSP. 2. Rosacea. It is a chronic skin disorder that causes small red pimples all over the face. It involves the eye and causes issues with sight. The skin affected often gets thicker. The face appears red, dry, and is extremely sensitive. This condition occurs due to the immune system's problems and is managed by medications ranging from antibiotics to beta blockers and NBSP3. Psoriasis. It is an autoimmune disorder that is characterized by lesions on the body. Multiple scars are often seen on the surface of the skin that is itchy and painful. Medications can manage this chronic condition, but it flares up from time to time and NBSP4. Vitiligo. It is a non-contagious autoimmune disorder in which the skin undergoes discoloration. The pattern of discoloration is either generalized or segmental. There are patches of skin without any melanin, the skin pigment. A positive family history of vitiligo plays a big part. The treatment usually focuses on medications that stop the immune system from destroying the melanocytes. It usually takes a long time to take effect, therefore, it's a slow chronic condition and NBSP5. Melanoma. It is a severe condition of the skin, which is characterized by a dark ulcerating lesion. It appears as a mole but with roughened edges and requires immediate care and NBSP. Conclusion. Skin disorders are very closely related to a person's self-esteem and dramatically affects the quality of life of that individual who suffers from it. People who suffer from skin diseases must know when to contact a doctor and get treatment for it. Source, freepik.com. Some skin disorders get better with time on their own, whereas some require extensive drug therapy to be under control. It is best to consult a doctor whenever any abnormality in the skin structure or tone is seen so that it can be managed before it turns into something dangerous or cancerous. And NBSP, and NBSP, FAQs. How many types of skin disorders are there? Moles, psoriasis, hives, eczema, and recently associated COVID-19 coronavirus rashes are just a few of the more than 3,000 skin disorders known to dermatology. Changes in color or texture can result from inflammation, infection, or allergic reactions anywhere on the body. What is a skin disorder? Anything that irritates, clogs, or inflames your skin can cause redness, swelling, burning, and itching. Allergies, irritants, your genetic makeup, and certain diseases and immune system problems can cause rashes, hives, and other skin disorders. What are the rarest skin disorders? Vitiligo is a skin disorder in which there is a loss of brown pigment from some regions of skin, leading to irregular white patches. It affects about 1 per 100 people in the US. Vitiligo occurs when immune cells destroy the cells that produce brown pigment and is thought to be an autoimmune problem. Skin cancer is also a very complex type of skin disorder that affects many people worldwide. What are the most common skin disorders? Acne, eczema, seborrheic dermatitis, skin cancer, and psoriasis are the five most common skin disorders. Why do we get skin disorders? Causes of skin disorders. Common known causes of skin disorders include bacteria trapped in skin pores and hair follicles. Fungus, parasites, or microorganisms are living on the skin. What does a bacterial infection skin disorder look like? Bacterial skin infections often begin as small, red bumps that slowly increase in size. Some bacterial infections are mild and easily treated with topical antibiotics, but other infections require an oral antibiotic. Different bacterial skin infections, including cellulitis. What can you do to manage skin disorders? The most important thing is to eat healthily, exercise regularly, and maintain good skin hygiene.